Earlier today, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced a new deadline to end a program that has protected as many as 51,000 undocumented residents living in the Central Valley. He says he will give Congress 6 months to come up with a permanent immigration fix for an Obama-era program called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, or he will cancel it. DACA is a program that grants protection for deportation and a right to legally work in the country for undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. Last week, before the decision was made, two Valley Republican congressmen signed on to a letter saying ending the program is a bad idea. Before today's announcement, Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess spoke with one of those Republicans, Hanford's David Valadeo, about why he's opposed to the president on this high-profile immigration issue.
You decided to sign on to a letter to the president asking him not to rescind DACA protection for undocumented people who were brought here as minors. Why did you decide to sign on to that letter?
Well, one, I think it's very important for us to get to the base of the issue, and the foundation of the issue is immigration in general. And so we have to fix that and solve that and get it to immigration reform. I don't want him to rescind DACA, not necessarily because DACA is the best policy, but again, it's protecting children here, no fault of their own. And while Congress is not getting to the point of fixing immigration, DACA is the next best thing for these kids. And so allowing them to stay in place, allowing children who came here no fault of their own to continue to work and be productive members of society is, I think, a reasonable approach. But I still think at the end of the day, Congress, the president, have to get to a final agreement on some sort of immigration reform so that we can solve this once and for all.
I'm going to quote from the letter where it says, they're paying taxes, receiving driver's license, buying cars and first homes, all of which generates revenue for the federal, state, and local governments. Is the continued presence of these undocumented immigrants on the whole a net positive?
Well, I mean, for kids to sign up for DACA, they have to be productive. I mean, they're very strict on the rules, so if even something as simple as a DUI is a problem for them. So, yeah, those who qualify for DACA have to pass background checks, have to be able to go to school. So they are productive members of society, and I think they are a positive for our economy here locally. So it is something that makes sense. But again, it has to be done right, and we have to pass an immigration reform. It has to be passed so that it can become law the right way.
Immigration reform on the whole has been, I mean, they've been talking about this for a very long time. Decades is right. What's the likelihood that this doesn't just become keeping DACA in place doesn't just become de facto in the long term and the immigration reform just keeps getting kicked down the road?
Well, the problem with the DACA staying in place is literally any president can wake up any morning and decide, this is no good anymore. And that, I don't think, is appropriate for someone someone's future to be hanging on by just the president's whim. I think the reason why we have a Congress and the reason why we have a presidency and the different branches of government is so that when we pass those bills, they become law. There is an actual process where folks have the opportunity to have input, which is where the legislative process plays a role, and the president signs it so it becomes law. That is the right way to do things so that it's open, it's transparent, and it's secure so when it affects people's lives at home, those here in the Central Valley and anywhere around the country, they'll feel secure because it is rule of law.
I also saw that your colleague Jeff Denham signed on to the letter as well. The two of you represent big parts of the Valley that have a lot of DACA recipients in them. How concerned are you about those constituents and their families if these protections are withdrawn?
Well, it's obviously going to play a big role in a lot of folks' families throughout the Central Valley. So anything that concerns us, concerns our districts, concerns those who live in our district, is a big deal for anyone in Congress. And so it is something that I do believe can be a real problem for us. And so that's why Jeff and I have both led on this issue.
Would removing people who have DACA status, if DACA is repealed and is no more, is that a waste of resources that could be spent on getting what the president has called bad hombres out of the country?
Yes, I do believe so. Going after kids who are, again, came here no fault of their own, are allowed to work, productive members of society, driver's license, and actually do something good in our communities, and focusing on them versus And we do have some dangerous people here in the Central Valley. I talked to my local law enforcement, and I've actually seen names and some of the charges brought up against some of these folks. And I think the administration should focus on those who are here, because not only do they do harm to regular citizens, but they especially take advantage of the undocumented population, because they know that they're that the undocumented population would be afraid to call the police or call any sort of law enforcement because of fear of being deported themselves. I think that the president should focus on those who are here to do us harm, and I think it'd be a waste of resources to do otherwise.
Have you spoken to the president, or do you know if he's read your letter?
No, I've never actually met the president.
So he ran on a pretty hardline immigration platform, and a lot of people voted for him because they wanted all undocumented immigrants to be deported. Why should we be surprised that he's considering repealing DACA? I think he was pretty straightforward about that intention.
No, you're right. He did run on a pretty hardline campaign, but he also, since taking office, has made quite a few public comments that he would be willing to work with those who are here who have done nothing wrong. And he's said that a few different times, privately and publicly, and I'm looking for some opportunity there to do what we can, again, to protect kids who have come here no fault of their own, give them a fair shake.
You are a Republican. This is a Republican president. Does it make it, do you feel any uncomfortableness within the party to sign on to a letter that could be in direct opposition to a decision he makes?
No. I mean, I've always done what I thought was right by my district. And sometimes you get a lot, you agree with people in the White House, sometimes you disagree. And if it was President Obama or President Trump, I mean, I've always done what I was supposed to do to represent my district and make sure that I carry that message to Washington and whoever's in the White House. There's maybe times we disagree, but there's no reason why we should let that get in the way of having an open dialogue.
And you have been back in the district for a couple of weeks now. Has anyone brought this up to you?
As far as DACA, yeah. I do hear about it quite a bit. Immigration is brought up all the time, almost every meeting I go to. Even my meetings with my health care institutions will bring up the fact that they struggle to bring people in because they're afraid of being deported. And it's a real problem for the healthcare industry, even in the Central Valley.
So in your conversations with people from the district, what are they telling you?
That we need to have a reasonable approach to immigration reform in general. As far as DACA, most people understand that it was not passed into law, so it is not a law. But we need to have legislation to fix this so that people feel secure at home and move on with their lives and start being productive members of society.
And in lieu of legislation, you think that the DACA protections are an appropriate middle ground?
Well, I think that they should stay in place today. I think the president, we have to work to get a law signed into place so that we're not relying on, again, something that could be challenged in court like DACA is being challenged now.
We've been speaking with Congressman David Valadao out of Hanford. We appreciate your time today.
Hey, thank you.
And again, those remarks to Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess last week before today's announcement by Attorney General Jeff Sessions about President Trump's desire to end the DACA program within 6 months.